Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning, and 76 degrees. A retail giant is suing a tech titan.
In its lawsuit against Tesla, Walmart is blaming solar panels supplied by the electric car maker for sparking fires at seven of its stores. Walmart claims the loss of merchandise amounted to hundreds of thousands of dollars. The solar panels in question were manufactured by SolarCity, which Tesla purchased for $2.6 billion in 2016. SolarCity was founded by two cousins of Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Walmart accuses the company of gross negligence. No comment from Tesla. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A suspect is in jail. This in connection with the recent shooting in Wichita. 31-year-old Charles Shelley of Park City was arrested after a man was shot in a car on the canal route. Police officer Charlie Davidson says on Monday morning, a 30-year-old man who had been shot twice showed up at the police substation at 21st and Hillside. He was then taken to a hospital.
The investigation revealed that Shelley, the victim, and a 48-year-old male acquaintance were traveling north on I-135 in the area of 21st Street North in a maroon 1993 Ford Explorer. A disturbance ensued between Shelley and the victim when Shelley pulled out a handgun and fired at the victim, striking him.
After the shooting, the driver pulled over. The suspect got out and ran away. That suspect was located by a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper in the 2500 block of North Kansas. Suspect booked into jail on a charge of attempted first-degree murder.
There's plenty of business scheduled for today's Sedgwick County Commission meeting.
Some of the highlights include consideration of a $388,000 grant, which would fund several projects at the Regional Forensic Science Center, the Sedgwick County Courthouse, and the Sheriff's Office, just to name a few. The board will also look at an amendment and zone changes regarding renewable energy. We'll also get a report from Intrust Bank Arena. The report will cover the first 6 months of the year. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Wichita Police Department is asking for the public's help to identify a suspect from a recent burglary.
It happened on August 14th at the Islamic Society of Wichita in the 6600 block of East 34th Street North at around 5 in the afternoon. Police Officer Kevin Wheeler says an unidentified suspect arrived in a red vehicle and began checking the doors of the mosque and adjacent school.
He then entered an unlocked door on the west side of the building, and once he was inside, he began checking several doors inside until he found an open door to the kitchen. So the reported loss on this one is actually a set of keys for the church and school.
The suspect then left through a door and made it back to his car to leave the property. A photo of the man can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about this crime, you're asked to call 316-267-2111, submit an online tip, or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Federal authorities are conducting an investigation at a research facility on the University of Kansas campus in Lawrence. FBI spokeswoman Bridget Patton confirmed the FBI and Lawrence police were at the Life Sciences Research Laboratories complex Tuesday, but said she could not provide any details. University spokesman Andy Hyland told the Lawrence Journal-World law enforcement was investigating alleged criminal activity on the campus.
A man from Missouri blamed for running the largest organic food fraud in U.S. history has committed suicide days after he was sentenced to a decade in federal prison. Livingston County Coroner Scott Lindley confirmed the death of Randy Constant at his home in Chillicothe, Missouri. He said Constant died from carbon monoxide poisoning in his garage.
An Arizona court has awarded a former Planned Parenthood clinic director millions in damages for being wrongfully fired. Fox's David Spunt has more.
Myra Rodriguez once considered herself a proud 17-year employee of Planned Parenthood. As a director, she oversaw three clinics in Arizona. But her long career with the organization came to a halt in October 2017 when she got word she was out of a job.
I was in shock.
Rodriguez tells Fox News she was fired after reporting questionable conduct of a doctor. Other allegations include endangering patients and failure to report a minor having a relationship with an adult. Rodriguez sued her former employer. An Arizona jury awarded her $3 million. In a statement to Fox News, a Planned Parenthood spokesperson says in part, quote, "We believe the evidence was compelling that it was our former employee's failure to follow organization rules and procedures."
Rodriguez had once been named Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year.
Prepare for long lines at airports during the upcoming Labor Day holiday.
A record number of people are expected to travel by air during the week-long Labor Day period. About 2.5 million airline passengers are expected to fly each day between August 28th and September 3rd. That would bring the total to about 17.5 million, a 4% increase over last year. Friday, August 30th, is expected to be the busiest single day for travel, with an estimated 3 million boarding flights. The trade group Airlines for America credits low airfares, steady economic growth, and low unemployment among the factors for the increase. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's been a very active pattern for this time in August, and that trend is going to continue throughout the rest of the week. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm early on, again this afternoon, and especially tonight. If we see a break in the clouds, we'll get to 97 today. Tonight's low 71, rain Thursday and 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We have a west wind at 5 miles per hour and 76 degrees. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. A 15-year-old Florida boy faces felony charges after posting a message while playing a video game that he would bring his father's M15 to Seabreeze High School and kill 7 people at a minimum. Volusia County Sheriff's officials say he posted the message on Discord using a fake name. Investigators traced it to his home near Ormond Beach and arrested the boy Friday. Boy said he was joking. The mother insisted he's just a kid. She's confirmed there's a gun in the house, but insisted her boy wouldn't use it. Well, ma'am, guess what? This kid almost fits the profile. And he just, you know, it's a dumb kid, 15-year-old kid. But in this day and age, it seems they'd be a little more aware of what's going on around them and what's happening in the world. Apparently not. And you can't take it for granted. Oh, okay, you're just a kid farting around. You can't do that.
Can't take that for granted anymore.
This, you know, everything, if they did, you know, the Volusia County Sheriff's Office saying, yeah, if we did that and something happened, we'd look pretty stupid and pretty bad. A proposed settlement would give St. Louis Rams fans a 25% refund on years of tickets and merchandise they bought before the team announced it was moving to Los Angeles. If approved, the settlement would end a class-action lawsuit that claimed fans would not have purchased Rams-related merchandise if they knew about the impending move. The Rams have denied wrongdoing. Okay, so help me out with the history of this, Ted. I go back to the days when there was the St. Louis Cardinals. And before that, in football, there were Chicago Cardinals.
Yeah, that's where that franchise started.
So it started up there in Chicago where the Bears were, and they were their franchise. Now they wound up in, they were the Cardinals in St. Louis when I was growing up. Then what happened? The Cardinals went to Arizona?
Then they moved to Phoenix.
They went to Phoenix. And then what? And then who? Then the L.A. franchise, the Rams, then moved to St. Louis?
Then the Rams moved to St. Louis.
Whew, man.
And of course, and then all back of this, to Los Angeles.
Yeah, and in all of this, the fans are just, their heads are spinning.
Oh, they get screwed.
Yeah.
People in St. Louis paid for personal seat licenses and all this.
Yeah.
And now there's no team in town.
Well, there you go. You got making it real hard to be an NFL fan, some of these places, you know. It's nice to see franchises like Dallas and the Chiefs just, you know, just staying there and playing football and trying to treat their fans at least semi-nicely, you know. Anyway, we're going to see a lot of KC NFL Chiefs fans coming up at that that chicken and pickle thing we're going to do.
Looking forward
Monday.
To that.
Wow.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
Monday night.
See, you still got time for vacation? Are you heading out? You know you can take Steve and Ted with you wherever you go.
That's right.
Download the radio.com app and continue listening to us no matter where you go. Mm-hmm. So, Ted, you just Put in radio.com in the app, and away you go, huh? All right. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, great way to stay in touch with what's going on here if you're out of town.
6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Most of the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts made new highs for the week on Tuesday. They also closed positive, but off the session highs, the feeder cattle backed off their daily highs by over $2 yesterday, and there was a lack of fresh news to influence the markets. Now, Thursday is our cold storage report, and Friday is the cattle on feed report. Lean hog futures were able to have a second straight session of trading and closing positive yesterday. On the close yesterday, October live cattle, $1.77 higher, $100 even. October feeder cattle, 47 cents higher, $133.65. And October lean hogs, 95 cents higher, $64.97. Now, Monday's lower crop condition ratings and the results of the first leg of the crop tour supported the grain and soybeans in the overnight trade Monday evening, but during the Tuesday's day session, trading turned negative and closed negative on the wheat and corn, mainly due to the rain that was moving across the corn belt yesterday. Now, the Pro Farmer Day 2 shows that Indiana's got about 11% lower crop condition or lower bushels per acre on their corn. They've got about 923 pod count on their soybeans, down 29%. Illinois has called about 30 bushels per acre less on their corn. Nebraska is just slightly lower than what they were a year ago. The bottom line looks like so far out of the four states that have been surveyed, they are only finding South Dakota really showing a reduction below what the USDA did in August. That's going to be a little disappointing, most likely, to price action. At the moment, December KC wheat's 2 cents lower at $4 even. December corn a penny and a quarter higher at $3.70. And November soybeans 4¾ higher at $8.73. October crude oil 66 cents higher at $56.79. December gold down $5.10 at $1,510.60. September S&P 19¼ points higher at 29.17½. September dollar index unchanged at 98.05. And September Dow Jones futures up 151 points at 26,082. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
And Tom, I was looking at my Facebook page, and somebody had put on there something about all the media wanting to cause a recession. The media wants to do a recession, this and that and the other. And I'm thinking, what the heck are you talking about? Now, the R word is being mentioned by a lot of experts right now as a possibility down the road, as you know. But I'm not sure all the factors are there for that. At least the president says we're not even near it. So what are your feelings about that? Any?
Yeah, I agree that we're not even near it right at the moment. It took place last week with the yield inversion. That was the thing that got everybody triggered.
Yeah.
It's not an exact science. There is not you can look at many different news articles. There's some that says, a majority of economists are looking for a recession. You also find where there's a majority that are not looking for a recession. Some calling for the recession next year. Some are calling for all the way out into 2021.
Oh, no.
And I think when you get right down to it, it's more BS than anything.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out there who are giving opinions, and, we're reporting them. But I'm not sure that the media can cause a recession.
They're too close to trying to do it back there in December of last year. They really painted a very bleak picture when the Dow started going down. This is the end of it. We're not going to be able to recover and stuff. So we got to be real careful, with the headlines that people read and the articles that are written, and, be a little bit informed about who's writing them and what their motive may be behind it.
You're saying it's funny, somebody emotionally makes it out there is going to cause a recession because of something they read.
I tell you what, they get enough people thinking the wrong way, you can make all kinds of things happen.
Oh, you have to agree with that.
If we can think good, we can make good things happen too, right?
Well, as long as the basics look good, I'm not going to panic myself. I know that. So
exactly, and at the moment, the basics are not showing signs of that. We all do know, Steve, the stock market at the levels that we have seen it at, it's always going to have pullbacks at these levels.
Yep.
But it seems like every time we pull back, start finding new buying coming back in.
We've watched that market go up and down over the years, haven't we?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Tom. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted here.
Well, that story came out earlier in the week. Said 33% of economists predicted a was like, okay. And there's probably another third that says it's not, and there's probably another third that doesn't know.
There could be two-thirds that are saying there is none.
Come on.
And then you look at the calendar and say, well, we have one about every 10 years, so we're due. 6:43 now, Stephen Ted. Come on up. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. The truth about your net worth. That's coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.